This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. While much of America's attention will be focused on the Democratic National Convention this week, today NPR is starting a series about a different kind of leadership. It's called Take Me to Your Leader. We're sending reporter David Green on a road trip from Barack Obama's hometown of Chicago to John McCain's hometown of Phoenix to ask people who they think are the leaders in their communities. We've reached David at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Hey, David.
Hi, Leanne.
Explain why you're doing this trip.
Well, you know, there's going to be all this convention coverage the next couple weeks. And, you know, these conventions, I mean, they really are about the future of the country. And so we just thought it would be a neat idea to get out in the country and meet people, tell some stories, and ask that question that you mentioned. You know, just say to people, you know, who are your leaders? Who do you look up to? It doesn't have to be a politician, but what does leadership mean to you?
Tell us about some of the people you've met so far.
Well, actually, outside Wrigley here, I ran into three women standing outside a bar, and the first thing we talked about was Joe Biden, Obama's vice presidential pick. And, you know, that's been all over the cable news channels, but they had not read the famous text message yet, and I actually had to show it to them on my BlackBerry. Let's give a listen to this.
Oh, here's his text. Oh, God.
Who texts?
Because that's the new
way. His chosen senator. Oh, Joe Biden to VP.
I don't know much about
I'm just surprised.
Yeah, so not everyone is obsessing over this as much as some people in the news business. But so that was Pam Stevens and Donna and Lindsay Keegan. And it turns out that Donna and Lindsay are mother-daughter. And I asked them the question. I said, you know, who do you look up to? And here's what they had to say. You'll hear from the mom first.
She has to say me.
Me?
Yeah.
I would say you.
Why do you say her?
Well, because I think that you get to the point in your life where you realize that, you know, politicians are an amazing thing and people that run the country are amazing. But we all still go back to our normal lives. Soldiers and firemen and policemen are these people that voluntarily do something for other people instead of themselves. So, you know, I have a brother who's a sheriff. I have friends in the military. And I have a mom that raised two kids on her own for 12 years. And they both turned out to be pretty great kids. So, I don't know. I think that if she can do what she did with two kids at 14 and 15, then, yeah, selfless people.
Sounds like, David, you have to expect the unexpected on this trip.
You really do. Yeah, they got a little emotional because it turned out that Lindsay's mom, you know, after her father died when she was a teenager, you know, she raised her and her brother alone. So, you know, we're going to be racking up the miles and hopefully meeting a lot of people like this, Leanne.
So where do you go next?
Well, after Illinois, we got Indiana, Missouri, and then west to Kansas and winding our way to New Mexico and into Arizona. That's at least our plan so far.
Oh, it sounds like a great trip. NPR's David Green at Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs, and you can send him suggestions on where he should go and people he should talk to during his trip. Just email him at meetyourleaders, that's all one word, at npr.org. David, have a great trip. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Thanks much, Leanne.